It's a very, very Mubarak night, very blessed night. It's a Thursday night, it's actually a Friday. Allah's special rahmat and mercy descends on this Mubarak night. Before reciting the durood and salam and making dua, I thought we should share some ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will be very, very useful and beneficial for us, inshallah. In the Isha Salah, our respected Imam, Mufti Rawat Sahib, Hafizahullah, he recited an ayat from the 18th juz of the Quran Kareem. Wherein Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about certain people who were engaged in the dunya, but the worldly engagement did not obstruct them from their religious responsibilities. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. There are certain men, and men here generally refers to a Sahaba, great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were in business, they used to earn their income, but despite being engaged in worldly and mundane activities, Allah says that they were not unmindful of the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They were not unmindful of their religious responsibilities. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. That being in the shop, being in the business, but they always feared that day when the hearts will turn before Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is why it is very, very important for us to strike a balance in life. Our responsibility, our priority is the akhirat. To live in the world, to earn our income, that is a need. But that need should not become an objective of life. We need to draw a line between them two. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cautioned that on that, and he has mentioned hadiths pertaining to that. So I want to share some hadiths. On one occasion, خَطَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَطَّ مُرَبَّعًا. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a square. And in between the square, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line. So there was a block, and in the center, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line, and that line was protruding, going out of that block. And in that center line, Nabi Kareem drew small lines. So sometimes with illustration, you tend to understand issues better. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that you see that line in the center that's going beyond the block, that is insan. That is a human being. And that block, that is actually the lifespan of the human being. And that life, that human being, that line that's going beyond the block, that is the hirs, the desires of a human being. His life is so much, but his desires go beyond that. And there were small lines that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew next to the line that was in the center of the block. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that these are the various halat, conditions and challenges a human being goes through. Throughout your life, whether you like it or don't like it, you are going to go through challenges. Everybody goes through own challenges. There are not a single human being that does not face challenges in life. If some of them go through personal related, family related issues, children related issues, business related issues, health related issues, these are tests and imtihan from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this will carry on right till the end of your life. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, hadith is narrated from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, يَحْرَمُ إِبْنُ آدَمْ وَيَشُبُّ مِنْهُ إِسْنَانِ. A human being, he gets older by the day. But the two things of his keeps on getting younger. It's amazing, there seems to be a contradiction. On one side, a human being is getting older, but at the other side, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is getting younger. So what is getting younger of his? Nabi Sallam mentioned al-hirs wal-al-mal wal-hirs wal-al-umar. Greed on wealth and greed on life. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so beautifully mentioned, La yazalu qalbul kabir shabban fi isnatain. The heart of an elderly person, not talking about a young person, old person, maybe over his 50s, coming to 60s, 70s, you know that it's time for you to qabr, to go to a qabr, but your heart is getting younger in two things. Fi hubbid dunya wa tulil amal. Love for the dunya and long, long desires and aspirations. The older you're getting, the more your desires and your aspirations. And in one hadith, Nabi Sallam explained the attitude, the temperament of a human being. لو كان لابن آدم واديان من مال لابتغى ثالثا. If a human being, he's got two valleys of wealth, can have one business, another business, another business, another business. It carries on and on. He knows he's got enough, but it's human nature that he would then seek the third one. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, لَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفُ إِبْنِ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Nothing will fill the belly of a human being but sand. In other words, that your desires only come to an end when you go into the qabr. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he, Abdullah ibn Amr says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi happened to pass by us, and myself and my mother, we were straightening a wall. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, Ma hada ya Abdullah? What is this, you straightening the wall? Nabi Sallallahu mentioned, Shay'un nuslihuhu. This wall needs maintenance, so we need to straighten the wall. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, Al-amr asra' min zalik. You fear that wall is going to fall, but the possibility that you may fall before the wall falls to death coming over you. And this is the reality of life. Death is imminent. We don't know when we're going to leave the dunya. So, to earn the dunya, there's nothing wrong to earn the dunya. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself speaks about the attraction of the dunya. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ شَهْوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاتِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala beautified the love of shahwat, desirous things. Three things Allah Ta'ala speaks about: woman, children, and accumulated wealth. And in accumulated wealth, Allah then speaks about five things. Zahab, fidda, qana, wal khayr al musawwama, wal an'am, wal hars. Five things Allah speaks about: gold, silver, marked horses. This refers to a type of vehicles nowadays we drive in. And wal an'am, animals. And wal hars, and this could also refer to anything that gives production, our factories, etc. Wal hars, and it also refers to agriculture. Allah Ta'ala said all these things, Allah beautified it. So when some Allah beautified wealth, so you have to have an attraction to it. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح. That good wealth is good for a good person. So having wealth itself is not a bad thing. It depends that how, what is our attitude towards wealth. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali very beautifully mentions it. He says that if there's a boat that is sailing in the ocean, until the water is at the bottom, the boat will reach its destination. But let water come inside the boat, you're going to drown. So, the love of the dunya, it's supposed to be outside the heart. Don't let it come inside to the heart to the extent that it drowns the heart. Another wise person mentioned it, that you see, in India, I remember, where we used to study, that when snakes used to come, then you have these people who knew the tune of the snakes. They should hold the snakes, actually. They should say a tune, and they would take hold the snake and take it away. We dare go near such snakes. But these people knew how to control the snakes. But one wise person mentioned that the world is just like a snake. If you know the tune of the world, to how you can control the snake, if you know how to tune that, the tune of the world, you'll also be able to control it. But if you don't know the tune, and you try to hold the snake is going to bite you. The snake is going to attack you. It's venomous. It's poisonous. Likewise, if we also know the tune of the dunya, which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us guidelines for it in the Quran and Ahadith, then this wealth, it will become beneficial, become useful for us, through which we could earn the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, and this love for the dunya, everything should not become an obstacle for our spiritual progress. How often we notice that because of love of the dunya, this greed, family relationships are broken. Because of greed, the shop will not close Salah time. Because of greed, then the person will do so many wrong things and become an obstacle for a person's spiritual progress. Allah grant us tawfiq.